Page 24.
4. Standing back to allow others to see. Take a look at that knife. It's a very strange knife. I've never seen one like it before in my life. Neither had the storekeeper who sold it to him. 8. Reaches casually into his pocket and withdraws an object. No one notices him. He stands up. Aren't you trying to make us accept a pretty and credible coincidence? 8. Moving toward 4. I'm not trying to make anyone accept it. I'm just saying it's possible. 3. Rising, shouting. And I'm saying it's not possible. 8. Swiftly flicks open the blade of a switch knife, jams it into the wall next to the first knife, and steps back. They are exactly alike. There are several gasps, and everyone stares at the knife. There is a long silence. 3 continues, slowly, amazed. What are you trying to do? 10 loudly. Yeah, what is this? Who do you think you are? A flow of ad-lib conversation bursts forth. 5. Look at it. It's the same knife. Foreman, quiet. Let's be quiet. The jurors quiet down. 3 sits down again. 4. Where did you get it? 8. I got it in a little junk shop around the corner from the boy's house. It cost $2. 3. Now listen to me. 8. Turning to him. I'm listening. 3. You pulled a real smart trick here, but you proved absolutely zero. Maybe there are 10 knives like that. So what? 8. Maybe there are. 3. The boy lied and you know it. 8. Crossing back to his chair, sitting. And maybe he didn't lie. Maybe he did lose the knife, and maybe he did go to the movies. Maybe the reason the cashier didn't see him was because he sneaked into the movies, and maybe he was ashamed to say so. He looks around. Is there anybody here who didn't sneak into the movies once or twice when they were young? There's a long silence. 11. I didn't. 4. Really? Not even once? 11. We didn't have movies. Page 25. 4. Oh. Crosses back to his place and sits. 8. Maybe he did go to the movies. Maybe he didn't. And he may have lied. To 10. Do you think he lied? 10. Violently. Now that's a stupid question. Sure he lied. 8. To 4. Do you? 4. You don't have to ask me that. You know my answer. He lied. 8. To 5. Do you think he lied? 5. Can't answer immediately. He looks around nervously. 5. I don't know. 7. Now, wait a minute. What are you, a guy's lawyer? Listen, there are still 11 of us who think he's guilty. You're alone. What do you think you're going to accomplish? If you want to be stubborn and hang this jury, he'll be tried again and found guilty, sure as he's born. 8. You're probably right. 7. So what are you going to do about it? We can be here all night. 9. It's only one night a man may die. 7. Oh, now, come on. 8 to 9. Well, yes, that's true. Foreman. I think we ought to get on with it now. 3. Right. Let's get going here. 10 to 3. How do you like this guy? 3 shrugs and turns to 8. 3. Well, what do you say? You're the one holding up the show. 4 to 8. Obviously, you don't think the boy is guilty. 8. I have a doubt in my mind. 4. But you haven't really presented anything to us that makes it possible for us to understand your doubt. There's the old man downstairs. He heard it. He heard the kid shriek it out. 3. The woman across the L tracks. She saw it. 7. We know he bought a switch knife that night, and we don't know where he really was. At the movies? Page 26. Foreman. Earlier that night, the kid and his father did have a fight. 4. He's been a violent kid all the way, and while that doesn't prove anything... 10. Still, you know... 8. Standing. I've got a proposition to make. 5. Stands and puts his hand on the back of his chair. Several jurors glare at him. He sinks his head down a bit, then sits down. I want to call for a vote. I want you 11 men to vote by secret ballot. I'll abstain. If there are still 11 votes for guilty, I won't stand alone. We'll take in a guilty verdict right now. 7. Okay, let's do it. Foreman. That sounds fair. Is everyone agreed? 4. I certainly am. 12. Let's roll it. 11. Slowly. Perhaps this is best. 8 walks over to the window and stands there for a moment looking out, then turns as Foreman passes ballot slips down table to all of them. 8 tenses as jurors begin to write. Then folded ballots are passed back to the foreman. He flips through folded ballots, counts them to make sure he has 11, then he begins to open them, reading verdict each time. Foreman. Guilty, 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 guilty. 3. That's 6. Foreman. Please. Fumbles with one ballot. 6 guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Pauses for a moment at 10th ballot and then reads, not guilty. 3 slams his hand down hard on the table. 8 starts for the table as Foreman reads the final ballot, guilty. 10 angrily, how do you like that? 7 standing, snarling, who was it? I think we have a right to know. Looks about, no one moves. Curtain. End of Act 1.